Welcome to PCB Chat, where we talk with experts across the printed circuit design, manufacturing, and electronics supply chain fields. I'm Mike Buto, Editor-in-Chief of PCDNF and Circuits Assembly. Today's podcast is sponsored by PCB West Virtual 2020. Tune in to the more than 125 hours of sessions selected for the on-demand technical program this fall, including workshops by Lee Ritchie, Dr. Eric Bogatin, and 3 full days' worth of classes from Rick Hartley. The conference covers everything from RF microwave and mixed signal design, circuit grounding, material choices, flex circuits, signal and power integrity, fabrication, and assembly. All on demand when you register at PCBWest.com. My guest today is Wally Rhines on behalf of the Electronic System Design Alliance. Wally has spent more than 45 years in the electronics industry, specifically in EDA and semiconductors, including 25 years as chief executive of Mentor. Now, we've spoken many times, Wally, but I guarantee never with the world as upside down as it is right now.
I think that's probably true, Mike. The chaos around the world through COVID and because of its economic consequences makes this a very unique period in history.
Wally is going to share the 2020 first quarter numbers for the EDA market for the period ended March 31st. It was a bit up and down, with increases in computer-aided engineering and PCB tools, as well as semiconductor IP revenue, offset in part by IC physical design and verification and services revenue. What can you tell us, Wally?
Well, overall, Mike, there was more up than down. And when you consider all of the difficulties in markets during the first quarter, it was not a bad quarter with 3.5% growth overall, considering that Asia saw the effects of COVID a lot sooner and that the Pacific Rim is a key contributor to the growth of EDA software. It's a pretty good set of numbers.
Now, for PCB, we saw a healthy increase over last year.
We did. PCB has continued its remarkable string of strength. If you look over the last 4 years, PCB has been the fastest growing major sector reported by the ESDA, at an average of between 10 and 15%. Now, the numbers for this quarter showed PCB right there at 12% growth year to year for the fourth quarter, and the four-quarter moving average at 14%. So PCB has been the greatest strength in the overall EDA industry.
So the four-quarter moving average is supposed to smooth out the quarterly variations, but a 14% increase, that's a nice trend line.
It really is. If you had been in the industry as long as I have, and maybe you have, Mike, we used to think that 3% was a pretty good number for PCB. Recent history, we did see a number that low in 2015, but before that, you have to go back to the recession to see anything below 5%. So it appears that there is a lot of PCB design activity. I would have to attribute that to the strength of systems companies, particularly the automotive industry, as well as just the increase in the number of people doing their own designs for electronics, both chips and printed circuit boards.
Yeah, PCB just keeps chugging along. I mean, including quarter one, it's been up now year over year in 16 of the past 17 quarters. So the heck with COVID. What I noted was that $251 million, it's the best first quarter performance as well as the second highest mark for the category, at least since 2016 and perhaps ever.
Yeah, as you say, it just keeps on rolling. If you look geographically within, what you find is tremendous strength in Europe and in the Pacific Rim. Europe at over 29% and the Pacific Rim also about 29%. And when you look at where the car manufacturers in the world are, that correlates a little bit, so likely one of the effects. North America was not particularly strong in anything in EDA this time, including PCB. The strength is overseas, and it was not Japan. It was, although Japan was strong for PCB, it was about 15%. So worldwide, non-U.S., and actually the number I quoted on Pacific Rim was the four-quarter moving average. The actual Pacific Rim was flat this time, despite real strength in China.
Now let's look a little bit just at the broader EDA market and the revenue by region. As you noted, the Americas was mostly flat. It looks like Europe and the Middle East was up over 13% overall, and Japan was up overall almost 10%. Now, they're working from smaller bases than the Americas or Asia Pacific, of course. But any guesses as to why those regions showed some generally pretty good strength?
Well, I would be speculating in that case, although I would note that Japan did not have the same effect of COVID in March that you saw in Europe. Europe was strong despite all that. And so the one thing I could say about Europe and Japan versus the U.S. is that a larger share of the electronics industry works in the systems industry, cars, planes, and trains, than in the U.S. And so that would correlate with the high strength in printed circuit board software.
I noted that the headcount was up for the quarter.
It is. And it's almost always is. 5.6% growth this year. You would think eventually everyone would be employed by the EDA industry if this continued. But anyway, we continue to have a lot of people join our industry. And it's... In the PCB area, it's not just the traditional things. It's the multi-chip module category was double-digit as well.
I've been watching most of the major companies in our industry looking for hints that the employment might, kind of change direction. And I'm pretty hopeful that we may not see a tick up for the June quarter, but we very well might not see a drop, which is pretty good given all the chaos in the world.
Yeah, there are two things about design that help us. One is the fact that most of the spending for EDA software comes from R&D budgets. And during a recession, companies, both semiconductor companies and system companies, will cut back on a wide range of expenses, but they all know that someday it will be over and they'll have to have new products. So they are more cautious about cutting back their R&D. And so traditionally, EDA has not been as heavily affected in a downturn as its customers. And then the other thing is that design is something you can do remotely. You don't necessarily have to go to work. You can do it from home, and the EDA software companies can support you from home. So it's less disrupted than a lot of industries where you have to be in the factory or on the factory floor.
Is there a correlation between the EDA industry and their numbers, and then the semiconductor industry when they're advancing to the next node?
If there is, I haven't tracked it. And I think as I look at the charts of the last 5 years, it's not evident that the two correlate. There is some correlation in IC and printed circuit board, but it would be a 70 or 80% correlation. It'd be something less than that. So I think the point you may be getting at is that as you get more complex ICs, then it becomes more difficult to route them on printed circuit boards, and you have more issues for analysis, thermal analysis, EMI, and things like that. And that's probably true. And so in the last 3 years, the two moved together, but the IC business has not grown as fast.
Finally, does the ESD Alliance track the MCAD market as well?
No, it doesn't. And I don't know of an equivalent index to follow. The things we do track that are not directly IC or printed circuit board on multi-module design are things like embedded software and IP. IP in particular is a big factor in the data for the ESDA, now either the largest category or close to it. So that makes a difference. But mechanical CAD, no tracking here, so hard to tell if there's correlation.
Yeah, I'm wondering whether there's been discussions inside the association in terms of as ECAD and MCAD, the integration gets tighter, how they expect to continue to break out different things. I know we're not there yet. We may not be there for several more years, but I'm curious as to whether that conversation has begun.
I haven't been part of it if it has. The difference here, I think, is right now for most companies that I observe, the electrical and electronic design tends to be a separate discipline, and we have APIs to exchange data. Certainly, it's true if you're doing the wiring of an automobile, you need to know, will the wire bundle fit through the hole in the door frame? What will the wire lengths be in three dimensions? But the way that's handled today is passing those databases back and forth. And the idea of an integrated single design workstation and user interface seems to be quite elusive.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thanks for the good news on the PCB ECAD space, Wally. It's been a pleasure talking with you as always.
A pleasure talking with you as well, Mike.
Today's podcast has been sponsored by PCB West Virtual 2020. More than 125 hours of technical sessions featuring Lee Ritchie, Dr. Eric Bogatin, and Rick Hartley, all on demand when you register at pcbwest.com. This is Mike Buteau for PCB Chat. Have a nice day.